Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
The lightning round. It's the lightning round. When the conference tournaments are taking place, you need a lightning round. The lightning round.
that was a good one. That was a good one today.
Conference tournament may be, you know, the big story, but I decided that, you know, NFL free agency is also kind of a big deal. You might have heard yesterday Brock Osweiler was signed to a crazy big deal by the Houston Texans that even kind of caught Matt Flynn's eye, and he said, oh, that might be a bit too much for him. Houston Texans are looking to the former ASU Sun Devil to kind of find some of that Peyton Manning magic that he got on the bench, hoping it will lead to some instant success. A, Osweiler was decent in his stand-in role as Denver's backup QB, not doing poorly, and still managed to keep Denver in the race for the one seed with the help of an all-time defense. B, the problem wasn't the QB or the offense. It was not having a balanced running game with Arian Foster being hurt, and the signing of Lamar Miller should be the real story for Houston. Or C, Houston should have stuck with Hoyer for 2016 and would have had success just because DeAndre Hopkins is a monster.
Give me A again.
Osweiler was decent in his stand-in role, not doing terrible, still managed to keep Denver in the race.
I think this might bite them on the bum. They may have been better off sticking with a healthy Hoyer and realizing they have a stud receiver, a good defense, and found an answer at running back. I'm going to go C.
All right. Staying in the AFC West, the Raiders of all teams seem to be building a top defense of their own. They signed Bruce Irvin to go along with All-Pro Khalil Mack and Super Bowl MVP Malcolm Smith. That's two-thirds of the linebacking crew that won the Super Bowl with the Seahawks now in silver and black, making them having one of the best, arguably, linebacking cores going into next season. They're also looking into signing Eric Weddle to strengthen their defense even more. A, after going 7-9 with the major additions they've made so far, the diminishing power of the Broncos, the Raiders are going to be dark horse favorites for the AFC West. B, the Raiders still would have been dark horse favorites after an offseason of bonding between Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, and Latavius Murray would have made this team better. Or C, favorites, this is the Raiders, and they haven't had more than 8 wins since 2002, getting to 8 in 2010 and 11. They're bad, and we should feel bad for thinking they're not bad.
Wow. I'm a great believer, and I need a really big reason to take a leap of faith. So A and B are out. I'm going to, in essence, kind of take my philosophy and apply it. Until they have a winning season, I think it's going to come unglued, and they won't have a winning season, so C.
Fair enough. In the newest case of Brownsing, the Cleveland Browns have done an amazing thing this offseason, signing no one. They entered free agency with around $40 million in cap space and didn't sign anyone back. Alex Mack even voided the final 3 years of a deal to sign with Atlanta to get out of town, where he makes $500,000 less a year. So surely with $40 million lying around, Cleveland has got to do something interesting with it. A, they overplay for bad players simply to get rid of their cap space. B, the Browns finally have something that may make a decent free agent want to go to Cleveland. Or C, this is Paul DePodesta finally getting to turn the Browns into an NFL Moneyball franchise.
A Moneyball franchise. Give me A one more time.
They will overpay for a bad player simply to get rid of their cap space.
That sounds very Brownsy. I'm going to go with A, overplay for crap, overpay for crap just to make cap space.
All right, last one real quick. Olivier Vernon cashed in yesterday a 5-year, $85 million deal with the G-Man. Signing a strange thing as Vernon is 25, has 29 career sacks, and is now one of the highest paid defensive linemen in the league. A, this deal, as described on FanSided, could tremendously backfire for the Giants. B, the Giants actually scouted a proper future NFL star. Or C, Vernon will be okay, but the deal he signed makes it look like a failure.
You know what? The problem is the salary cap is going up another $13 million to $155 million. You can't kill yourself financially, so I guess I got to go with B. Under that premise that I think it's a good deal. He's a sought after 20-something. Rather roll the dice on him than like the Jets with Matt Forte. All right, that wraps Crunch Time. We'll have Aaron Fentress live from Vegas and Sports Talk next. 95.3 The Score.